Hello, everyone, on a beautiful March 18th, 2021. This is the 245th episode of the Quarantine Cast. Yeah. Here we are, boys.
You ever think about how dystopian the title Quarantine Cast was? I don't know if we've ever talked about that in almost a quarter of a thousand episodes.
That was definitely part of the design.
It was the headspace we were in, but did we overtly, like, let's capture the essence of dystopia that we live in?
Let's not give ourselves credit here. That was not an artistic choice. That was name important thing plus cast. Like, that's... And we've made jokes about it all the time. Like, if we did a podcast about bread, we'd call it the Breadcast, guys. Let's be honest.
And then we could have called it the work from home cast, the shelter in place cast. That one sounds pretty bad too.
that was the word that everyone was using for it at the beginning, even though the United States never did a real shutdown and there never was.
And because
really a
quarantine is a complete misnomer in the first place.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. You quarantine people that are sick. It's the inverse of that.
Everyone just referred to it as those first couple of weeks as, oh yeah, I'm working in quarantine. You know, we're all in quarantine, even though you're right, it wasn't. But and then we also stopped using that term. Everyone's just like, we're working from home. We're working from quarantine. And then after a month, we're just like, now we're just working from home. Because everyone is still out and about doing shit, getting sick.
I've kind of used the term quarantine all throughout with the hope that I'm talking with people who are treating all this with the severity that term connotates. But,
we know they're not.
No.
We know. God damn it. My artificial camera stand is not adorable.
You mean your PlayStation 5 controller?
Yes.
Yeah!
My PlayStation 5 controller pinning the phone to the monitor stand at an angle.
That might surprise you.
No, a la the... the main character's wife in the movie Signs with the car that pinned her up against the tree.
Oh my God.
Thus holding her together. Yes.
Unexpected Signs reference. Okay. Yeah.
Think of my PlayStation 5 controller as the giant truck from the movie Signs. And my phone as the Mary Sue, I guess, the Mary Sue wife that could do no wrong and died and caused all the conflict in the first act.
Not unlike another M. Night Shyamalan movie, Avatar: The Last Airbender. I don't know if this metaphor works.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say
the movie doesn't work.
Okay, I thought you were going to say that just like Avatar: The Last Airbender, a Mary Sue was pinned against a tree with a truck.
What?
Yeah, in M. Night Shyamalan's Avatar: The Last Airbender,
is Aang,
trucks exist.
Oh, I'm sorry, is Aang Mary Sue?
Aang is very much a Mary Sue, and yes, he does get pinned to a tree by a large Class C truck, which exists in the M. Night Shyamalan Avatar verse.
What are sky bisons but living flying trucks?
Just a fucking six-wheeler.
Yeah. The metaphor is really starting to break down.
A little bit.
Yes. It's got dualies, but it's just legs.
And it does have like six legs. That's a fact.
Just spitting out the window, chewing tobacco.
His 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Let's be honest. Aang chews tobacco. We know this.
Aang chews tobacco. But Aang does.
Yeah. Aang chews tobacco and spits it out in the drinking fountain so that anyone else that wants a drink has to stare at this fucking wad of disgusting brown shit. It's great.
Yeah.
Is that a thing in your guys' high school?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a huge thing in my high school.
Mm-hmm. Just fucking.
And it's illegal on our campus. They would have literally given you a ticket if you were caught with it, but yet somehow it always wound up in the drinking fountains.
There were kids that just They would chew tobacco in class and spit it on the floor.
Yeah.
Just in front of the teachers. And there'd just be giant, shitty wads of chewing tobacco on the ground everywhere.
Ryan, did you have any kids that got suspended or expelled for bringing, not with nefarious intent, just because they're idiots, knives and guns onto the school campus?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I knew someone in an elementary school that had fireworks in his backpack and got suspended.
Yeah.
And that felt a little like he was like my friend, and he was just like, yeah, I guess like on the way home, I found some fireworks on the street and I put them in my backpack. And then the next day in school, I hadn't taken them out. And I, you know, just grabbed my backpack as I ran out the door, got on the bus, came to school. And then,
Were they like firecrackers or were they bottle rockets?
Definitely not bottle rockets. Okay. I'm guessing they were just, yeah, normal ass fireworks. Mm. In Wisconsin, it's hard to get a hold of fireworks that shoot. They're just the rare
ones that spark and bang and make loud noises and you toss them on the street.
Yeah.
Because those aren't fireworks. Those are just... they are fireworks, but they're not really the same thing.
They're not. They're not very fun.
No.
No one likes those.
No.
At least get like a Roman candle or something.
Right? If you can't hurt yourself with it, what's it matter?
I mean... If you can't shoot it up into the sky and have it explode, like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Just light a bunch of sparklers if you're gonna do that. I don't know. Mm. But yeah, we did.
Yeah.
And probably with nefarious purposes, too, I'm sure.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure some of the kids had nefarious purposes and got suspended and shit.
That is always the story that they give when they're in the suspension or expulsion hearing. That's like, well, I didn't plan on doing anything. I just forgot that I was in my car. Like, I didn't mean to do anything. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure. Of course. Yeah. Hmm.
Hard to tell. We had multiple kids put together a hit list and at least one, like, actual threat that someone was going to come in and shoot up the school.
Jesus Christ.
That's fun.
Yeah. Once in middle school, once in high school, I think, actual threats. And then I can name at least four kids that were known to have hit lists, so.
High school's fucked, man. I mean, yeah, I'm sure they were just having a bad day. They were at the end of their rope.
None of them did anything. I think only one of the kids that made the threat got arrested. I think the other one just, nothing happened. And then of all the kids that had hit lists, none of them...
We're just going to have to let you off with a warning, but my God, if I find even just an eighth of an ounce of weed on you, your ass is in jail forever. Yeah.
We're going to let you off with a warning, but if you commit even one mass shooting, you better watch out. We're gonna kick you out of school. You're going to be expelled.
Just one? What happened to the three strikes program? Yeah.
Seriously. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Like, we'll let you off with a warning, but, oh, man, if you push someone off of you who was actively trying to punch you in the face, you're suspended, too.
Yeah.
Because zero tolerance?
Yeah, it's like anyone involved in the fight, just out.
Yeah. The obvious victim of bullying, if they even do, like, lift a finger to defend themselves, they get suspended as well. Yep.
There was an instance at our school after I graduated where a kid just got, like, punched in the back of the head.
Knockout game?
Yeah. And that kid got suspended, too. Yeah. Because he was involved in the fight. He just got fucking... He was walking in the hallway, and, like, I had heard he was, you know, also a piece of shit kid that, like, had probably been in fights before. But regardless, someone walked up behind him and whacked him in the back of the head and knocked his ass out cold. He got suspended for that.
Yeah. We had a kid who, he was a freshman, he was on the football team. He got jumped by, like, three different seniors for a bunch of drama reasons from a sketchy family. I've talked about one of the guys who was arrested for murder or attempted murder, or one of those. We went down that deep rabbit hole. He was one of the guys that jumped him, and yeah, like, he He did his best to fend off his multiple attackers and as a result got suspended. Like, yeah. Makes sense, right? America. Yeah. I don't know about your parents, but my parents were like, don't be afraid to defend yourself. Like,
yeah.
If you are actively in a situation where you need to defend yourself, do not defend yourself. Like, we will be fine with you getting in trouble at school if you're defending yourself.
Slap-ass Friday, though, completely sanctioned.
Just oh, God. Fucking
totally okay.
I think I got a line from my parents at one point that's like, dude, we put you in those karate lessons to defend yourself. Like, that, you're fine.
I don't think
that's what karate's for.
They put you in those karate lessons to keep you occupied and work out some of your energy. And, I don't know, maybe to teach you some discipline or some shit. Yeah. That's why kids join karate. They don't do it for self-defense.
I don't think
again,
karate is
meant for... Again, I was in those
for...
classes with you, Lucas. We are not trained to defend ourselves.
I don't think karate is meant for defending yourself in a real fight situation.
It's basically... It's the equivalent of, you know, four dance recitals. Like, karate expositions are just... I mean, they are basically just dance performances, but, like, with sharper movements and more hi-yahs. Like... That's what we did in karate.
Wow.
We've had this discussion
before. You're acting like I'm attacking you. We were both black belts in the same class, Lucas.
Karate is like above something like Tai Chi, where it's, yeah, actually more of like a dance and an art. But it is not like a legitimate like defense or... like martial art for you know,
some of these are more art than martial art, like that's just kind of how it is.
and also like I as with all martial arts, the number one thing is run. Like, you are always better served running away than trying to get into something. Like, these tactics are literally as a last resort if you cannot escape, so you're never supposed to, like...
If this... I feel like this is slowly turning into a... All right, we gotta do a ranking of all the fighting styles now.
Yeah. All of them that are viable in, like, professional mixed martial arts are top tier.
Okay,
and then there's everything else.
Hold on. Yes. I'm not saying... Actually, I don't know what my parents' intent was with that statement, but I'm not saying that, like, yep, I know karate. I'm going to get in the ring. I'm going to be fine. Might even win. I'm saying that, like, you know what? Some random kid starts shoving you. Yeah, karate. Bust it out then.
You would be better off, I will admit this, you would be better off than someone who doesn't know anything about karate or fighting. You're better off than them. How about that? You're not, like, gonna overcome a massive size discrepancy or a massive, like, yeah, experience discrepancy through karate. Like, that is not something that would be good for making up some sort of discrepancy. Something like Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is specifically tailored to help people that are smaller or less experienced or something overcome a larger, more experienced attacker. Like, karate is better than literally nothing, but it's not going to actually be effective.
Karate,
most likely, you might get laughed at.
Is karate more or less effective than boxing?
Oh my god, what?
Boxing?
Then literally, like, training how to punch people and effectively knock them unconscious? Yeah.
Boxing is barely a martial art. Boxing is just a fighting style. Like, it is...
You really think that a karate master would take down a boxer?
I think it'd be an entertaining fight.
Oh my god!
No!
Dude, boxing is, once again, it is a legitimate style used in, like, professional mixed martial arts.
Yeah. Basically, the only martial arts that are used in MMA are Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, wrestling, which is, like, wrestling is kind of a martial art, and Muay Thai. Krav Maga is not really a fighting style. It's more of the mindset. People keep talking about, like, Krav Maga. Like, oh, man, all the the cool, you know, moves in Krav Maga. There are no moves. Krav Maga is just be brutal and fast. I think and also, it's just a bunch of white kids are like, oh, what martial art does Jason Bourne do? Krav Maga, that's the cool one.
Yeah. I think you guys kickboxing, are getting caught throwing up K-1. In... Well, there's other shit that's better at beating somebody up than this
but
thing.
You just said boxing wasn't. Yeah. You literally just said that you think that someone who's practicing karate would be able to take on someone who's practicing boxing. So is boxing better or no? Because you said these
I don't know. I'm asking you guys because now you guys are like, okay, anything that's not like these three things, you're a dead man. Somebody comes at you, you're worthless. That's what I'm hearing from you guys.
You are not worthless, but you're not in a good position just because you know karate. Like,
if the
person coming at you knows nothing and is smaller than you, it's irrelevant whether you know karate or not. You can still defend yourself. If the person coming at you is more experienced or bigger than you are, yeah, something like karate is just not gonna help.
Yeah,
like,
and also I think I brought this up like very early, even in karate. You know, I was still a kid. We were in karate classes, and I basically said like, okay, someone that's my size, who is not experienced in fighting, but still wants to fight me and is just throwing their fucking arms around trying to punch me as many times as they can. I don't know if karate is well equipped to deal with that specifically.
They taught you how to kick. That is exactly what you're supposed to do.
I mean, like,
that
at that point you just put your arms up like this and you kick, which isn't karate, that's Muay Thai. That's boxing.
Look, man, I don't want to trash karate too much.
Wow.
I don't want to trash karate too much, but and I'm saying it's absolutely good for a million different things. Just being a legitimate, like, self-defense style is just not one of them, man. Like, it really isn't. I mean, if I don't know that Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is popular amongst, like, children. I don't know specifically because of, you know, it's violent. It's Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, like, demonstrations are where you spar against each other and fight each other. Whereas, yeah, like Andrew said, karate demonstrations are more, yeah, like a recital almost. Like you're showing off moves against air and stuff like that. Like it's, so I guess, yeah, like something in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu would be more specifically tailored to, yeah, like a boxing. Like if you, and I don't think many parents get their kids into boxing anymore. Like that's not going to be popular with all the studies coming out about what boxing does to your fucking brain.
I mean, we're talking about self-defense, then walking around with pepper spray is better than like
Lucas, you want to defend yourself. You want to know what's better than you want to know what's better than learning how to hit or kick or block? Having a knife. You want to know what's better than having a knife?
Well,
having
a gun. a knife specifically, if you don't know how to use that knife, you're probably going to get stabbed.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Like,
you are going to end up
getting stabbed if you don't know how to use that
knife. Yeah, but like, yeah, having a weapon is always better than being good at fighting.
Not, I mean, yeah, like at the very peak levels, no. But yeah.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
No, if you trained for like a few years in a mixed martial art, then yeah, no, it wouldn't be. If you were you dedicated your life to learning this, then yeah, you could probably do better than, yeah, like especially something like pepper spray, which is definitely hit or miss in how effective it is, or like
just
a taser.
Blind you, like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a stun gun, which is also pretty scarily hit or miss. Like there's definitely. But yeah, absolutely. Those are better than anything else. Like pepper spray in particular can be.
If you are like a martial art master, you know, might be better off just using your fighting shit instead of, you know, having a stun gun or pepper spray. But probably you're better just having some sort of object you can use to defend yourself.
Yeah. I feel like I said something we all agreed with, and then y'all came at me like, yeah, Lucas, you're wrong, yes. I feel a little attacked.
You kind of, I mean, but like, yeah, because you kind of are, I don't know. Like, you're like, look, I knew karate, I could have defended myself, and we're like, I don't think that's going to help that much. And then at the end, you were like, well, yeah, at that point, pepper spray's better. And we're like, it is, yes, yeah. It's better than boxing or even like, yeah, something like Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu or something like that. Yeah, if you're willing to get in a fight in high school and like someone's attacking you and you're willing to pull out pepper spray and pepper spray them, which I don't think pepper spray would be allowed.
No, you're
going to
get suspended for having the pepper spray, but at least you won't get your ass kicked.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you gotta maintain that sweet high school cred.
I don't know that you would. I think you'd get made fun of endlessly.
Yeah, like this motherfucker pulled out pepper spray. But again, at least you wouldn't have gotten your ass kicked.
I think you might need to take an ass kicking versus the hit to your rep that would be you getting hit and then immediately pepper spraying the other person. Like, an ass kicking in high school... Yeah, unless it's like a situation like the freshman football player I was talking about where he got like jumped and shit, is probably, yeah, going to be some bruises and stuff before like someone can rush over and break it up. Like, that's the extent of an ass kicking that happens on school grounds. Mm-hmm. Outside of school grounds, yeah, things get pretty dicey pretty quick. Like, mm-hmm. But on school, the odds of it escalating past like some bruises and maybe a black eye are pretty slim. Like... So, I think you might gotta just take it. Stand up for yourself. If you put in a fight, like, you won't be made fun of, and the bruises will heal in a couple weeks.
Cover your head if you have braces. That,
those will punch right through your lip.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
You can use them as a weapon.
No!
I had to start wearing a mouth guard in basketball because in seventh grade I got elbowed. Right in the braces, and it like stuck my lip to the front too, and I had to like pull my lip off of them in the bathroom. Oh. So there was like little brace sized holes in my upper lip. And I went back in the game.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, it's bleeding, but you know, it's lips. They heal fast, right?
My nose is still a little crooked from an elbow I took in basketball.
Yeah, people love throwing bows.
I think
it's Little scrawny Wisconsin boys are very phony.
I think it was during a practice where it was like, all right, guys, be aggressive. Get after this loose ball. Yeah, throw some elbows. Just do it. Me and the other guy, first ones up, immediately smashes my nose.
Jesus Christ.
Out of the gate.
Yeah. Did you ever go knee to knee with someone in basketball?
No.
That is something else. Like, your kneecap... impacting their kneecap at speed, and you're both just on the ground, like, can't bend your leg.
Oh, we got so many bones. Bones are so big.
It's a large surface area bone impacting directly on another large surface area bone, and it does not feel good. It's kind of like your funny bone, but in your knee, and pain. When's the last time you guys hit your funny bone? Did that, like, go away? I feel like... Do you grow out of a funny bone?
I don't... Dude, you are jinxing it right now.
First off, where is your funny bone? Like,
your elbow.
What do you think? Okay. I never really considered the funny bone to be an actual location on the body. It was just... Yeah, sometimes you get hit in the bone, like the shin or the knee or the elbow, and it just... hurts in a weird way that makes you laugh uncontrollably. Yeah, that... Because I've hit my knee recently where I can't stop laughing.
I don't know if a funny bone makes you laugh. It just feels uncomfortable. Like, it doesn't... Yeah. It's a different sensation than pure pain. It feels strange to you.
Yeah, maybe also, I'm just insane.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're just crazy. I think it's funny as in, like, funny, like, not normal, like, this situation is... something's funny here, like, versus, oh my god, that shit's so funny. Like,
it's like, just can't stop laughing.
This might be a you thing.
Yeah, hey, maybe.
I mean, the sound I make when I hit my funny bone, like, if I make anything at all, because I'm an adult, is like, like, kind of a tortured laugh, maybe, but I don't...
I don't know the last time I hit my funny bone. Like, it might have been... when I was a kid still, like, maybe kind of grow out of it a little bit. I mean, I'm guessing it's the same thing as, like, why we don't scrape our knees all the time anymore. Like, when you're a kid, you're just fucking rambunctious and doing a bunch of crazy shit and running around like crazy people. and getting hurt. And then when you're an adult, the idea of like running around in the grass, like doing nothing, just literally running, is you seem like you're need to be locked away in an institution.
You guys remember Carpet Burn?
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
Shit.
Carpet Burn is exactly what I'm talking about. Like that doesn't happen in an adulthood anymore.
No, not these well.
Even like splinters. I feel like I don't get splinters very often, if ever. And those used to be at a like once a month occurrence for me. I mean the baseball bleachers. The like dugout bench that you sit on always had fucking all sorts of splinters. Anytime you were working with wood.
Just gonna throw a couple of these unvarnished 2x4s around where children are playing. I'm done here.
Yeah. Alright. That's my job. Off I go. And they come back and we've constructed a crude fort out of the 2x4s. It's like so fucking dangerous. Like just begging, like Step Brothers when they make the bunk beds, like it's just begging to collapse on someone and send someone to the hospital. Yeah.
Hmm.
It's great.
All right, I think it's been a pretty great episode of the Quarantine Cast. If you like what you heard, like, comment, subscribe, etc. Check us out on Patreon if you'd like to join, help us out, keep us doing this awesome podcast and voluntary viewing. We'd appreciate it. Email us your questions and business opportunities at voluntaryviewing@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at @v2_podcast. Check us out on Instagram and YouTube where we have awesome highlight clips. Follow me on Twitter @LucasDeWriter to keep up with all of my writing, and check out the Act Blue link in the description down below to help a collection of great progressive causes. Thank you again so much for checking this out, and best of luck out there.